This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. Steve Boynton, 40, will take on the superintendency of the Lincoln County Schools on 55 miles of the Oregon coast July 1st. He has been superintendent of the Arlington School District east of the Dalles these past 4 years. Boynton replaces Tom Reinierson, currently head of the Lincoln County Schools. In May, he held community forums in 4 district high schools. I began by asking him to tell us something more about who Steve Boynton is.
I'm a husband and a father of 2 beautiful children. I've got a 5-year-old son named Caden and a 7-year-old daughter named Mika. And I have a very beautiful wife named Amy. We are going to be living in Waldport. And I enjoy spending time with my family and playing golf.
And what led you to apply to be Lincoln County Superintendent?
The thing that intrigued me about coming to a place like Lincoln County, and this is actually the only job I applied for, it is a conglomeration of a bunch of really unique communities that come together to provide just a great educational environment for kids to grow up in and share experiences, and it was just the perfect setting for me.
What did you learn in those community forums that you held last month?
Kind of the typical perception. Somebody's treated better than I am. I think I have an issue that everybody else doesn't have. And the reality is that they all had very similar concerns. The main emphasis was, how do we improve the achievement of our students, which is something that I'm very interested in. We're going to be re-looking at a lot of the things that we do to try to refocus them on having students grow academically, emotionally, socially, and we're going to try to remove some of those things that are barriers to that student growth. We're going to really take a good hard look at everything that we're doing and make sure it always aligns with having our kids grow in an appropriate way.
When you talk of possible barriers, do you have something specific in mind?
No, but there's oftentimes systems create things that become a barrier to what they're actually trying to accomplish, and they just don't think about it because they've always done them a certain way.
Steve, you mentioned the fact that you serve 7 distinct communities, and while Waldport High School was recognized nationally this year for its students' proficiency in math and reading, and Newport High did well, Lincoln County's other 4 high schools fared below the Oregon average in either math or reading or both. Is there a special challenge, you've already suggested there is, in leading schools that serve 7 distinct communities?
Yeah, there's certainly a challenge there, but it's one that if you embrace it appropriately, you can use the strengths of one community to enhance another. That's the system we're going to try to build, is how do I take the strengths that you alluded to and give other people access to some of that, whether it be through the pedagogy or through the resources or through just collaboration across the district. How do I play on each community's independent strength and broaden that to everybody else?
Does that suggest that the faculty or other staff might be shared more broadly across the different schools?
Well, technology empowers us to do a lot of new things. Being able to allow teachers to collaborate across the schools by way of technology is certainly an option that we're going to have at our disposal and try to utilize in a way that helps us all.
You got an air raid in back of you get that
yeah,
there?
What,
do you know what's going on?
They were applauding. I don't know.
Your experience in the Arlington schools, how will that inform your approach to Lincoln County?
Well, in some cases, it's very similar. It was a very low-achieving district when I got there. Went through a lot of the same type of processes that we'll be using here to kind of rebuild academically and refocus our efforts on student growth. You know, we saw a great deal of success in Arlington. I'm hoping that that will translate nicely here.
Do you have any particular take on the Common Core curriculum that's become a subject of considerable controversy?
It's become a sense of controversy for a number of reasons. One is it removes that local autonomy that people have been accustomed to for generations, and it creates this nationalized curriculum. It raises the expectations in several areas, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing. It also gives us a common way to compare schools, whether or not you believe in it or not. It's also the thing that we're measured by, the standard we're being held to now. And so in some respects, I think it's good to raise the standard and expect people to devise new approaches to achieve it.
Funding seems to be a problem in the school districts throughout the state. I can only assume that Lincoln County isn't exempt from that. And if that's the case, what kinds of adjustments do you have to make given the funding squeeze?
Certainly, funding is an issue across the state. But the biggest problem with it is it's not stable. It bounces quite a bit. It varies. And so 1 year you're adding teachers and the next year you're cutting teachers. And so to build anything that promotes stability across the district is very difficult. And then you start to get into issues around class size. Class size is a common issue for everybody. Elective opportunities and enhancement programs and all those things that are being cut first to try to get to those core things. And then we stop teaching the whole child. We start narrowing our focus and schools stop being about the development of the child as a human being and just the development of a child in a couple areas. And that's not going to promote a healthy society.
Superintendent Steve Boynton. He'll take on the reins of the Lincoln County Schools July 1st. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.